This call will be recorded for quality assurance.
Hello, sir. My name is Albert. I'm calling you from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Ankar?
Yes.
Thank you for taking the call. We have a client interview scheduled for today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. First, we just got to set up your security question. You have three options. First option is your mother's maiden name. The second option is the
mother's
you
maiden
want...
name. That's what I did yesterday.
Okay. What is the answer, please?
A-A-U-R.
A-A-U-R?
Yeah. K like height. Yeah. A-A-U-R.
Kaur.
Yeah, four.
Okay. No problem. I'll set that up. And, all right, let's go ahead and continue. I see you already signed the terms and conditions, so that's good. We're going to review the information on the account just to make sure everything's correct. I have the company name as Country Meadows Storage.
Yes.
Thank you. The address is 18900 North Webster Street, City of Spring Hill, Kansas, 66083.
Yes.
Perfect. And I see this is a business address, so you do want the address to be visible, right?
Yeah, I already have a business account for this. I've already told somebody yesterday.
Yeah, I understand, but we just want to know that you want the address visible so we don't make any changes to that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have the email address as singgroupllc1@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my company address, but the Gmail business profile is on a different account. I mean, a different email.
That's okay. I'll show you how you can grant us access to that in a bit. Okay. The company phone number is 913-592-5001.
Yes.
Perfect. I'm not sure if my coworker Amy explained to you that Andy explained that we can also set up another phone number for the company. This doesn't have any additional cost, and you're still going to receive the calls to the number you just confirmed. We will promote the new phone number to your client, and on the client dashboard, you're able to see the call history, filter out calls, or block calls. Do you want us to generate a new phone number for this company?
Will that have a text message and all that stuff?
You'll still receive your text messages to the same phone, yes.
Okay. Sure, I guess. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, go ahead and send you an email with the new phone number that we've generated.
But
I
still have this number?
You'll still receive the calls to that number, but the new phone number that is promoted to your clients will be the one that is generated by the system.
Okay.
Now, let's go ahead and continue. Does your company already have a business website?
Yes, actually, I made it myself. It's like just like a normal one.
Okay, what is the website name?
I made it on Wixsite.com. It's called Country Meadows. Hold on. I'm going to see what it's called. It's called countrymeadowspark.wixsite.com.
Country Meadows Park, I think you said?
Yeah, countrymeadowspark.wixsite, WIXSITE.com. I think that's it. Let me check. This is it.
Okay. Country
Meadows Park. Did you get it?
One second. I'm searching for that again.
Okay.
I'm looking for Country Meadows Park. www.wixsite.com?
Yes.
For some reason, it doesn't come up. I'm going to search for it on Google. Maybe.
Oh, and then, yeah, it'll show up in a Google, I think.
I see.
You get it?
I'm searching for it still. One second.
Oh, if it doesn't, oh, you know what? There's a countrymeadowswix.com, then there's a slash. Let me see, what is it? Yeah, slash Country Meadows after that. I think that's what it is. It just, like, I made it myself, so that's why I don't think it's not showing up, but.
Yeah, it's not showing up. But what we can do is we can create a website for you if you like.
Does that include the package?
Yeah, it's included in the package you pay with
us. All right, go ahead and make it.
Okay, let me just see what domain name options are available.
If you click on my, the address on Google Maps, my profile, if you go on that and then there's a website link, if you click on that, it'll open the website. But that's just, if you make it, that's fine. I'm going to have you guys make it.
Let me see. Yeah, we'll go ahead and make it for you, and we'll take care of that since it's already included in the price you pay with us.
Yeah.
Let me just see what domain name options are available.
Okay.
I have countrymeadowsstorage.net available. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. We'll go ahead and get to work on that. Now, while you're a client, we maintain and design the website for you. But if one day you decide to discontinue service, you'll have the opportunity to purchase the domain name at a one-time fee of $99.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and discuss the keywords for the services you provide. I see you're a parking lot where you can store trailers and RVs?
Yes.
I see.
Kind of construction, industrial construction.
Oh, okay. So first thing I put for keywords would be storage parking lot, then maybe RV storage.
Semi-trucks.
Truck storage,
industrial construction storage, or something like that.
Industrial storage. Okay, got that. And let's see. I'll also put semi-truck parking and RV parking as well.
Okay.
Anything else that comes to mind that I might have missed that you offer at your location?
Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me think of what other keywords. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and send this list to your email. And if later on you think of anything that you'd like to add, you can do so just by replying directly to that email.
Okay. Gotcha.
Perfect. Now let's go ahead and continue. I saw some of the reviews here on your Google Business profile, and I got some of the comments here to add it as general comments you get, conveniently located, friendly service, highly recommended, good management. Is there anything else your clients have ever mentioned that they like about your business?
If they ever mentioned me, you're asking?
Yeah, they ever told you a comment like, we like this about your business?
Well, that's pretty much it, whatever they said on the thing.
Okay. I mean, because I just bought this business like a couple months ago, so I'm really like.
Yeah, I see. I understand. Yeah. Well, I'll go off the comments that I saw before.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read off some mission statement options, which are going to be used on the website. Okay. I'm going to read like three or four of them, and you let me know which one you prefer.
Okay.
All right. Now, one second. Let me just see here. Okay, I'll start. The first option would be at Country Metals Storage. We strive for higher standards of service. The next option would be at Country Metals Storage. Our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Third option would be at Country Metals Storage. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And the last option would be is at Country Metals Storage. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
First one is fine.
The first one? Oh, okay. Perfect. I'll go ahead and set that up. And what do you know since what year this company has been active?
It's been there since 2005.
2005. Perfect.
Yeah.
And how many people work in your business?
Well, it's like a self-storage, so we usually there on like Monday to Friday at any time, but we're usually not there.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like online things, so they call us if they want to book it. I can book everything online, stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have like a tenants there for almost years. They're just there, and then I have all the info, and then automatically they just get charged every first of the month.
Okay. This payment online, do you do that through your own invoicing system?
Yeah, I have, it's called SiteLink. Yeah, so I use this, website from, their software and everything.
Oh, okay. So you do invoices, no problem. Let me just add that to the types of payments you use, invoice. Okay. And let's see. I assume this location is open all the time, right? 24/7?
Yes. Yes. It's, so it's, it has fence, so customers get their code so they can open at any time.
Ah, perfect. Other than invoice, is there any other forms of payment you accept?
Credit cards, check, cash. Every type of payment, yeah.
Okay, you also do things like Apple Pay, PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
Yeah, we do Zelle and Venmo.
Got it. And I'm not sure if it's a requirement in the state you live in, but is the business licensed and insured?
Yes, we do have a business license.
Ah, perfect. By any chance, do you remember your license number?
Let me see if I have a picture. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Should I have a picture here? Okay, the license number. It says building permit number, so I don't know. This is it. Certified occupancy number. I think this is probably it. CO05-95.
059-5?
No, 05, CO, 05-95.
Ah, okay. 05, and then another dash, and 95.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I see you live in
Kansas City. Olathe.
Correct. One second.
Yes, but this is in Spring Hill, Kansas.
I see. You're in the, and it's telling me here that that's in the county of Johnson County.
Johnson County, yes.
Do you want us to promote the business just within that that county, or do you want like surrounding counties as well?
No, just that county is fine.
Ah, perfect. Now, you said you just purchased the business a month ago. Do you have access to the Google business profile that already exists?
Yes,
because that's always linked to an email.
I do.
Ah, perfect. I'm going to send you a text message with a link. That way you can grant us manager access. You're still going to be the owner. We just need manager access to improve the listing and make sure the information is accurate.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'll send you a text message. You let me know if you get it from your end.
Okay.
Okay, once you get that link, go to that that website. It's going to take you to a Google Manager page.
Okay. So you just need me to add you?
Yeah. Right? Do you know how to do those steps, or I can walk you through
it? Yeah. No, I know.
Oh, okay. Well, you just need to go to the people and access ad, and I'm going to send you the number you need to type in there.
Okay. All right. Give me a second. Let me log into my Google, because I don't use this account very much.
Ah, yeah. You do need to be in the right email to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Business profile. Okay. People and access. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, the number that goes there is 552. And
it
then
says email address. Is that what you need?
Yes,
but put that number?
Okay. You're going to put in our agency number.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 552.
Uh-huh.
Then 554.
554.
Then 6200. And right away, something that says local splash listings will pop up. You need to select it.
Got it.
And then select manager and add.
It's already added. It's already added.
Okay. Perfect. Let me double check from my end just to make sure. Ah, correct. We just got the invitation. Thank you. Oh, that's all you need to do with a Google Business Profile for now. You can close that.
Okay.
And Google Business Profile also offers a free service called Google Business Profile Messaging, which allows your clients to send you messages directly through that profile. Do you want us to enable that for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And does this business already have a Yelp page?
Yelp page, yes. I think I made one. Yes, it has it.
Oh, okay, you do?
Yeah.
Let me just see if I can find it. One second.
Well, I made one just like a little bit ago. I'm not sure exactly if it's
okay.
Made it correctly. But I made it like one day. Like it's called Country Meadows Truck Parking and RV Storage.
Country Meadows
Truck Parking and RV Storage.
Truck Parking and RV Storage. I think I found it. Let me see.
Okay.
Ah, yes, I found it. Well, you have two options there. One, you can keep managing the page just as you've been doing, or we can send you instructions to your email on how to add us as administrator. You're still going to be the owner, and we can take care of making sure the information's accurate on there.
Yeah, I'm gonna have you guys do that because I haven't been using that anyway.
Oh, okay. I'll send you the email. It'll be titled "How to Grant Us Access to Your Existing Yelp Page." You'll receive it once we're done with the call.
Okay, no problem.
And let me just check here. Does your company have an existing Facebook business page?
No.
Ah, okay. Do you use Facebook on, like, a personal account?
Yes.
Ah, okay. If you like, we can create a page for you. This doesn't have any additional charge, and you'll be the owner. I just need to walk you through the steps for you to make a basic shell, and then we can take over the page from that point forward to fill out the rest of it.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and open your Facebook app.
Okay. I did that.
You're going to go to the upper right-hand side where there's a menu option. It looks like three parallel lines going horizontally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's going to take you to the menu. Right next to where you see your name, there's going to be an arrow pointing down.
Mm-hmm.
Just tap that, and then you're going to select the option that says Create Profile. It looks like a plus sign.
It doesn't say profile. It says Go to Account Center.
Ah, okay. Then go ahead and go back to the main page.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And once you're at the main page, tap on your profile picture. It's going to take you to your profile page.
Okay. Excuse me. Hold on, okay. Can I get the drink?
Sure.
I had a large. Hold on. Hold on a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, once you're at your profile page, next to where it says Edit Profile, there's going to be three small dots.
Yeah, I do have that.
Tap on the three small dots. It's going to take you to a menu.
Okay.
Scroll all the way to the bottom, and right next to where it says Share Profile, there should be something that says Create a Profile that has a plus sign in a circle.
You said Share Profile? Where does it say Share Profile? I have a search profile tagging, and then it says copy link.
Right above that, there should be something that looks like a plus sign instead of a circle that says create another profile or create profile.
I don't have that. It says memorization settings, search, privacy center, review and post, and stuff like that. I don't have a follow settings. Nothing.
Huh, that is strange.
That
have you updated your Facebook app recently?
Yeah, it's been updated. Let me see. Hold on. I'm logged into two accounts, so should I? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I have my, when I click on that, you know, three menu button, and then, like you said, and go down, it says my name, and then it says my Instagram profile. So. You said go on my profile, click on profile, and then you said next to the edit button, click on three buttons. Still don't have that. Nope. Let me turn it off and turn it back on. Hold on. Okay. Three dots. Yeah, I don't have that. Settings. Is there any somewhere else?
Oh, okay. Maybe.
I have to go somewhere else?
Maybe it's due to. Are you using an iPhone by any chance?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Okay, tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and once we're done with the call, I'll get you in contact with the representatives here at Local Splash that handle Facebook specifically,
okay.
And they're going to be
okay.
Able to walk you through this better. No problem. Let's go ahead and continue. One second. Okay. Now, if we need to contact you here from Local Splash from Monday through Friday, what is the best time we can reach you?
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Ah, perfect. One second. All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and explain the emails you're going to receive. The first one is going to be the list that we went over at the beginning. Remember, you can add or remove keywords just by replying to that email.
Okay.
The next email is going to be the photos email. That's going to be where you can share pictures of your work. Maybe you want to take pictures of the location that you want to be used like on the ads or the business page. You can send up to 20 pictures at a time. And you can also include your logo along with the pictures you send us.
Okay.
Perfect. In the meantime, we use high-quality stock photos related to your industry. If you see a picture we use that you don't like, let us know and we can change the image right away. Okay. The next email is going to be the phone number that we've generated for your business. Remember to save that on your cell phone. That way you're aware of when you have incoming client calls. And if there's a problem with the phone number, please let us know so we can keep that consistent on all directories.
Okay.
Perfect. And after that, you're also going to get another email that's going to be the login credentials for the client dashboard. That's where you can see the company's online performance, like the views you get, the clicks you get, the words people use to find your business. You're also able to see leads for people who are trying to contact you for your work. Also, you're going to be able to manage the reviews, make posts, and upload pictures. And you'll also be able to edit the website from there as well.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we finish the appointment, I just need to make a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now, which is a quick 15-20-minute call to review the progress of the campaign. That falls on May 16. Can we call you at the same time I called you today on that day?
Let me see what's this. Thursday, yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And let me just start letting the Facebook team know. 1 second. All right. Well, they give me a reply. Just to let you know, we're going to send you our contact information to your email. We're available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. That's Monday through Friday. You can call, text, email, set up appointments, or do a live chat. And we recommend that you review your emails and text messages regularly because we are going to be in contact with you often.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Perfect. I just got to wait for the Facebook team to give me a reply, and I'll transfer you to them so they can help you with this.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. 1 second. All right. Kyle, one of our specialists from the Facebook team is going to help you. I'm transferring you now. Please hold.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello, you're speaking with Kyle. How are you today?